We are in Simen Reish Mem Ches. Let us just see the Lashon of the Mechaber. Mutar lahaflig besvina, Sif Aleph. Mutar lahaflig besvina afilo be'erev Shabbos. A person is permitted to go on a boat afilo be'erev Shabbos. Im haylech ledvar mitzvah. If he's going ledvar mitzvah, so he's permitted to leave erev Shabbos. Upaisek imay sheyishbois. Now, if this is 3 days before Shabbos, so he goes over to the captain. He tells the captain, "Listen, I'm going on the ship under one condition, that when it comes Shabbos, the ship should stop, not continue traveling." And the captain agrees. V'machar kach lo yishbois. And if later, when it comes Shabbos, the captain does not keep his word, ein bekachlum. Al kaponim, when he went on the ship less than 3 days before Shabbos, erev Shabbos, so he had made up with the captain that the ship would not go on Shabbos. Avol the dvar horishus, that is if he's mhoilech ledvar mitzvah, he's going ledvar mitzvah, we're going to see at the end of the simen. Avol ledvar horishus, ein mafligin besfine poches mishloish yomim kaidem haShabbos. But a dvar horishus, one is not permitted to go on a ship unless it is more than 3 days before Shabbos. Now we have a few Mishnah Brurahs to learn. Sifkwapto Sifkot and Dalad in the Mishnah Brurah. Poches Mishloisha Yomim. The Hainu Biyoim Revi Bishabbos. Also, Mogen Avrom. That means he's not allowed to leave Wednesday. Wednesday is already less than 3 complete days. The day starts from Leil Revi, the night, to Wednesday. That is already the 3rd day. So if it's less than 3 complete days before Shabbos, it is also. Aval Hagro Hevi B'Shem Harbe Rishonim. The Goyen brings the Hashloisha Yomim Nechshovim Im Hashabbos Gufe. That means that the 3 days are, you have Thursday, Friday. If you have a complete Thursday, that means he was maflig by the end of Wednesday. That means if he left the end of the of Wednesday, so this is permissible. Bayin shom shekosav shekem muchach b'tesefta b'Yerushalmi. So they bring down here the Prima Godem. The Prima Godem wants to explain the reason for the machloikis. We are going to have in Sif Beis the Shitas Harif, and the Mishnah Brura brought it in the Akdom already, that one of the reasons why one is not permitted to be maflik b'sfine poches mishloisha yomim, because when a person goes on a ship, he gets seasick. And when he's seasick, he's not able to eat and to be mekayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos. So therefore, if he's going ledvar mitzvah, so he has a mitzvah in front of him now, so he's going letzarech mitzvah. So even though, because of this mitzvah, later he will not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of einik Shabbos, but that's irrelevant. Oisik b'mitzvah, potah min ha-mitzvah. Now he's oisik in a different mitzvah. But if he's going ledvar harishus, so he's being mevatel b'yadayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos. That is why he has to leave before the night to Wednesday. She should have 3 complete days. Chazal wa Meshaya, the first 3 days a person is seasick and he's unable to eat, and but afterwards he gets used to the matziv of being in the ship and will be able to eat Shabbos. But if he leaves on Wednesday, so he'll be part of the Shabbos, he'll still be seasick. He will not be able to mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos bishlei Musa. So the Prima Godem wants to say that is the machloikas between these 2 days. The Magen Avraham holds, if you're going for a Dvar HaRishus, so he has to make sure to be Mekayim Oinik Shabbos Bishlei Musa. So we need 3 complete days before the Shabbos, that he should be riding on the ship 3 days, sailing on the ship for 3 days. So we'll be sure when it comes to Shabbos, he'll be able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. The Goyim that holds you do not need 3 complete days, he holds it is sufficient that if part of the Shabbos, towards the end of the Shabbos, you'll be able to be mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, that is also sufficient. Koidem haShabbos, so now we said he's not permitted to leave ledvar harishus less than 3 days before Shabbos. Vuhu adin koidim yontev. V'yontev v'Shabbos shovim. V'yontev v'Shabbos shovim. So Mamela, he has to make sure that before that there should be at least 3 days before yontev. V'chein v'yontev sheini ein mafligim. In v'yontev sheini also is ein mafligin in Yontev Sheni, because even though Yontev Sheni perhaps is a sfeika de yoyme, and perhaps one might think really we're bekiyah de yacha, we know when Yontev is. Yontev Sheni is only a minig. Afal pikein legabi this aloche, they gave the din Yontev Sheni like Yontev Rishen and ein mafligin. Now let us see the Ramah. Let's go back to the Ramah. Avol koidim shloisha yomim. We just said advar horishus. One is not permitted to leave toich shloisha yomim. Avol koidim shloisha yomim. Abo Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Shori. One is permitted to leave from Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Afilu, now he's going to say chidushim. Now this is permissible. Afilu bisfine shemoishchin oiso al yedei behemis. Afilu asfine, that there are behemis on the shore, these long ropes, and the ship is attached to these behemoths, and the behemoths are walking on the shore, and the ship is being pulled through these behemoths, and he went on the ship Tuesday. He went Ledvar HaRishus. It's going to be a week's journey. He's going to be in the ship on Shabbos. He's going to be pulled by the behemoths in Shabbos. It's permissible. Afilu b'sfine shemoishrin oisa yidei behemis. Now, but we're going to see the mishtabura. Afilu ein begoiva hamayim asore tvochim. Afilu the goiva of the water is less than asore tvochim. We'll see everything in the mishtabura. Vafilu b'mokim sheyitztarech hayisroel Lasis achakach meloche b'Shabbos lahoylech hasfine. In the third thing, afilu if this trip we can expect, he's leaving on Tuesday. The ship is going to go on Shabbos. We can expect that in Shabbos there might come about a reason to be mechalo Shabbos. Achilu Shabbos Diyaraisa, and he will be forced to be Mechalo Shabbos. He knows this. He knows this. There's such a possibility. But he went in the ship Tuesday. He's allowed to do it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand the reasons of these halachas. Afilu Bisfina, we say before, but if it's starting from Tuesday, it is permissible. Now he's saying Chedushim, even though the ship is being pulled by animals. One should not think the Domi Lahaliche Bekorin. This is similar being in a ship and being led through animals. Is similar to a carriage, a wagon that is being that animals are pulling it. Da osa lisa b'shabbos, and by a wagon, the halacha is that he's not permitted to travel in Shabbos afilu im yoshav b'hakorin koydim shloishes yomim v'ayim b'sif beis b'hagor. That we'll see in Siv Beis Bahagod that there's a heter for that animals are pulling the ship. The lefi ma shem the b'ayim b'siv Beis Bahagod the lefi ma shagir lam limshech hasfines bevheimis benahoris afilu b'soich shloishe yomim mutal lahaflig al denokat koydim shloishe yomim mishum shar sfines. That means like this. We have here the Ramah started saying kulis in halacha if he started off the trip from Tuesday or Monday. And the Ramah starts enumerating the kulis. Kula number one, even animals are pulling the ship. Then he says kula number two, even though there's less than 10 tfachim from the ship to the ground, he's going to say a whole bunch of kulas, and all this is permissible if he started from Tuesday. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to be ma'ira a pertinent ha'ore. This first kula that he mentioned, that it is permissible to be in the ship even though animals are pulling the ship. This kula is permissible if you went on the ship Thursday or Friday. I don't need the heter of 3 days before for this kula. And that's what he says, Ayin b'siv beis b'hagor, which we will see in siv beis b'hagor, that for this kula you can go into the ship Erev Shabbos. So he has a kasha. So why, when he mentioned Avol koydim shloishes yomim shori afilu b'sfinish amoyshchin oisa ayidei behemis, for this kula you don't need before 3 days. This is mutafil erev Shabbos. That is the ha'ore that Mishnah Berurah asks, and he answers, you're right. He just mentioned this kula, but that what he said, we need a kula of 3 days before, is by the other halachas, that it's less than 10 tefachim, he'll come to Chilul Shabbos. That's why, so that's why he mentioned before 3 days. But that what the animal is pulling the ship, that is no problem. Now, let us just elaborate a little. He said there's a difference between a wagon and a ship. A person went into a wagon, even he went into a wagon Tuesday. When it comes before Shabbos, he's not permitted to remain in the wagon. He has to get out because animals are pulling the wagon. He goes into a ship Friday, and animals will pull the ship on Shabbos. There's no problem. So what is the difference? So the difference is as follows. The difference is Chazal asad to ride on an animal. Agzeire, he might come to break a branch. He's riding on an animal, and the animal is a little stubborn, and he'll pass by a tree, he'll tear off a branch to whip the animal. That's why Chazal asked to ride on an animal. So that only applies by a wagon, that with a branch, with a whip, from the wagon you could whip the animal. So this gzeira is applicable by a wagon. But when you're on the ship, there were people on the shore that guided the animals. They could whip the animal. From the ship to the shore, you could never whip the animal. So mamele, the gzeira of Ein Reuchman al Gabi Beheime does not apply by a ship. That's what he's saying over here. So there's no problem whatsoever. We're not talking if it's not his animal, if it's his animal, there's a shalosh shvisas behemoth. We're talking about that it's the guy's animal, and the guy is manik the behemoth. But we would be afraid that the one on the wagon might also contribute to whip the animal, so therefore you're not allowed to ride on an agola, on a wagon, but on a ship there's no problem. Vafilu ein begoiva, dahava amina daosa mishum tchumim. Now he says a second din. He's saying a din that there's less than 10 tfachim from the ship to the ground of the river that the ship is on. So even though there's less than 10 tfochim, so dahava amine. So what's the inyan of 10 tfochim? The osel mishum tchumim. Now we have a klal. Perhaps we'll elaborate later about this klal. Ein tchumim lamaylo meyasor tfochim. That means if a person is traveling over 10 tfochim from the ground, there's different ways how one can travel over 10 tfochim. One way, Aidei Hashem. He said Hashem and he can travel, no problem. So ba'al kaponim, but there's an issa of tchumim lamaylo of 10 tfachim, there's no issa of tchumim. This tchumim is if you're going on the ground or till 10 tfachim to the ground, there's an issa of hiluch chutz l'tchum. A person is not permitted to walk out chutz l'tchum. L'mayla mi'asor tfachim, it is mutter to go chutz l'tchum. Now, when this person is in the ship, and the ship is less than 10 tfachim from the ground of the river, so he theoretically is going chutz l'tchum. If he's going, it's toich yud tfachim. There's no heter of ein tchumim lemaila meyasor because he's going less than 10 tfachim. So the chiddush is vafilu ein begoiva. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So what is the chiddush of the Gemara? Dahava amine da osar mishum tchumim. Good, he went in Tuesday. He went into the ship Tuesday. But let's be raised in Oilat. The ship is going to reach the port Monday. And he is going to go chutz l'tchum. He's going to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Dahava amine da osar mishum tchumim. Kamash malon doloi. But there's no issa. Vatam kivin shehischel koidim shloisha shomim chmoisha kosav lekamei. Since it was hischel beheter, and this issa is less than an issa da rabbonon, we mentioned the lerabe brings a bach. This is the iser tchumim al hamayim is less than an iser darabonam. So if he was hischel beheter, he went on the ship on Tuesday. So even though Shabbos he's going chutz l'tchum, no problem. Vafilu that's vafilu ein begoyma maya asor tvachim. Vafilu b'mokem another chiddush. Afilu he's going on the ship. And it is very possible that when it's going to become Shabbos, he will be obligated to be Mechalo Shabbos in order that there shouldn't be any Pikuach Nefoshes. And he knows this now. What is the Cheshbon? The Shloisha Yomim Koidem HaShabbos, the 3 days before Shabbos, Shayochim LeShabbos Habo. That means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. These days are, one is Mechuyiv to be Mechin and to be Doyig for the Shabbos Habo. V'chal olav lehizoyer. So this from Wednesday is mechuyev already to be careful. Shlo yovi lidechilo Shabbos. Wednesday I have to make sure that Shabbos I shouldn't be mechal of Shabbos. Even it'll be a chilo Shabbos ba'ines. But Wednesday I'm a chuyiv to make sure afilu achilu Shabbos ba'ines should not occur. Yeah. So if a person goes on a ship Thursday, realizing that it could very well be that Shabbos will be mechalo Shabbos, Bainis, but he knows that Arei hu keilu masne lechalul olabes haShabbos. So he's doing a pu'ule that is realizing that this pu'ule could bring techilu Shabbos, and he's still going into it. And that is also, that is why he's not allowed to do it. Avol koidem loze, but from Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, shayochim leShabbos she'ova. That means, so as yet he doesn't have any obligation to be worried about what's going to happen in Shabbos. The kivin shehiflik beheta. So when he went on the ship, he didn't have to be doyig about Shabbos. Ein lo limona machma Shabbos sabo she'oz im yiyore lo yisakone. If the occasion will arise and there'll be a sakone, v'yitzarech lechaloloi, and he'll be forced to be mechalo Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh, ein kan chilu. That means when he went into the ship, he wasn't obligated to be doyik about the chilu Shabbos which might occur, and when it occurs, he's a sakone. V'ayin lekamon besif koten chavhei ma shenichta bezeh lasais achakach. That means, so even though later he will lasis achakach, I know ve'ein loy limnoya machmaze mileishe besvine kivin shukaidim shloishes yomim. So he's allowed to go into the ship. Avo mikol mokim. Now when it comes Shabbos, yes, if it is necessary to be mechalo Shabbos, he's on the matzav of pikuach nefoshes, so he's permitted. Abol mikol mokim, kol ma sheyochel lasos sheloi yitzarech ba'atzmoi lechalo lasa Shabbos. It's a matzav of pikuach nefoshes. That is true. But they're goyim, they're also, they'll tell a goy, listen, the Shabbos by me, maybe you can do it, I'll give you something, I'll pay you something. So he could avoid the chilul Shabbos with amir al-akum. So if he could do this, he should do it. Pshita the mechuyev lasos kein. Fine. This is, so the vial we had here, as follows, we had here, letzorech mitzvah, person is permitted to be maflig, afilu less than 3 days. Letzorech rishus, one has to be marchik 3 days before. And in tzorech rishus, we take everything into consideration. Could be he'll be going chutz letchum, could be he'll need, there'll be chilul Shabbos, and this is permissible. Ve'imu derech mu'it. But what is, if the, we just said, he's not permitted to leave for dvar rishus, he's not permitted to leave, unless there's, it's before Wednesday. Ve'imu derech mu'it. And here says, amardike kulem. What is, if it's a small distance? Kemoi, mitzoyer letzidain. This is two places in Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim. Let's see, Dain. She'ein beineihem ki'im mahalach yom echad. It is only a day's distance. It's not even a day. It's a 12-hour distance. Mutar lahaflig be'erev Shabbos baboiker. He's allowed to go in the morning. Mitzoy letzidoin mipnei she'efshar. I'm going to make a chiddush. Maybe sheyagia shom koydem haShabbos. That means there's a possibility. Going from Tzoyer to Tzidin, if you leave early in the morning, you'll make it before Shabbos. So here Chazal said, you're allowed to do it. So it's permissible, see Klon the Mishnah Berurah, why? Umokim shenogu shaloi laaflik berev Shabbos klal afilu derech mu'ud eim afligim. If the minika mokim is... This was a mesoyres oves minig aviseinu biyedeinu, that in this mokim they didn't play this Russian roulette. Maybe I'll make it, and they were machmer not to go erev Shabbos. If that's the minig mokim, so then you should not be maflik. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Baboyker dim yimoshech sho ushtayim al hayoyim. He has to leave in the morning. If he's going to wait 2 hours, also, the lo yegil sham koydim Shabbos. This distance, mitzoyel etzidim, you have to leave in the morning and you'll make it before Shabbos. If you're going to first wait a little bit and daven with a minyan and thus, and you won't make it from the morning. Mipnei she'efsha. Because it's possible. Rotzeloima. Kshiyesh ruach toiv. If there's a good wind, b'stame b'zman chazal, they went with sail ships, and the wind was a tremendous factor. Kshiyesh ruach toiv, holchin b'yoy mechod. If there's a good wind, you can make it. Lachain, therefore, shori laloch berev Shabbos, you're allowed to go erev Shabbos. Lefi she'efshar she'yeh ruach toiv. This chazal were makel, since there's a possibility that you'll make it there before Shabbos, so they were makel with this. So it's called a hischel beheter, safilu if lamaisim. He doesn't make it, he has the teirim of hischel beheter. Now we'll see the Rif Shita in Sif Beis. The Rif Shita in Sif Beis is Ho de Ein Mafligin Bisfine Pochais Mishloisha Yomim Koidem HaShabbos. The reason one cannot go in a Sfine less than 3 days, Hatam Mishum Oinik Shabbos. The reason is Als Oinik Shabbos. Shekol Shloisha Yomim Horishoinim Yeshlem Tzar u'bilbul. So the, a person is seasick. The yechaygu v'yenu kashikar. V'davke lemafligim bayamim hameluchim. Going into oceans, he's going into an ocean, a salty ocean. And the Mishnah Berurah said, besides this, the seasickness, there's also not such a enjoyable odor from the ocean. So this combination, the odor of the sea and the nidnud and the bilbul and the tzar, so if he is going to leave on Thursday, on Shabbos he'll be nauseous and sick, and he will not be able to mekayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos. That is the cheshbon of 3. This is the Rif Shita. That is the cheshbon of 3 days before. That means if she left Tuesday, so by Shabbos you'll already come back to your koiches and you'll be able to be mekayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos. Or we said if you leave letzayich mitzvah, so isek b'mitzvahs potam in a mitzvah. That the avol b'nahoreis. But this the Rif says avol b'nahoreis by a river. That it seems the river does not have these complications that the ocean has. it seems that it's not so choppy and it's not so and you don't have the odor of the Yamim Meluchim. Ein shum tzach lemafligim b'hem. There's no problem. Ulefichach. So this is the Shita Sarif. Muta lahaflig b'hem afila b'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to be maflig erev Shabbos. Vuhu, good. So we took care. So now the Rif said, we have now a heta from the Rif. I'm not going on the ocean. I'm going on a river. And so I'm allowed to enter the ship Erev Shabbos. I have nothing what to worry about. There won't be any seasicknesses. And Fartik, I'm allowed to go Erev Shabbos. So that took care of Einik Shabbos. Now, what's with the Isser of Trumim? Good, he's going into a ship. So what's with the Isser of Trumim? So the Rif says, the Isser of Trumim, he's matter to go in Erev Shabbos, but what's with the Isser of Trumim? Vuhu shelo yehe yedua lonu she'ein ba'omkom asorat tvochim. That I don't know if in this journey there are places that there's less than 10 tvachim from the ship to the ground. That means, in this case, ignorance is bliss. That means we're speaking about tchumim derabonim. It's tchumim derabonim. So, now I'm going on the ship, and he asks the captain, tell me, in this journey, is there any places where the ship goes over areas which are less than 10 tvachim, 40 inches, less than 40 inches? And the captain tells him, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not aware. I don't know. The minute the captain tells him, I don't know, so we have a heter already. So we have a heter sofek terabonah lekula. That means, since the whole Isser Tchumim is Adarabonam, so Memele, it's a Sofik. Sofik Tarabonam Lahoko. I once called up about an airplane, to go on the airplane. I asked them, I'm a Kohen, so I asked if they'll be going over a Beis HaKvoros. They're going over Beis HaKvoros. So they told me, Rabbi, we can't tell you this, but let me tell you one thing. Even if we do go over it, you won't know about it. There, that was their cup. Al Kaponim, by Tumim, it doesn't help. I do know, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, by Tchumim, there's such a halacha. By Tchumim, there's a halacha that if the captain tells you, I don't know, so we can be meikel, so vik terabon and lahokel. Avo, b'mokayim sheyadua lanu shemikarka hasfine lekarka hano pochis meyasoret tvachim. Also, lot says chutz letchum mishemisa tchumim. But if I know that in the course of the journey I'll be going over an area that's chutz l'tchum. I'll be going chutz l'tchum. So it's also mishum iso tchumim. Yeah. Hago zok teremor v'chein besfine sheyitzach yisrael lo v'yudei malocha b'shabbos. If we'll have to do a malocha, also likonis bo shloisha yomim koydim shabbos. That means in the 3 days. Afilaim noris hanoivim v'ilamala meyasore. That is no issa whatsoever. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'erev Shabbos. Now this is the Shitas Harif. The Shitas Harif is that if it's not Yamim, you're allowed to go Afilu b'erev Shabbos, or Yud Beis, yeah. You'll have to go to Shabbos, Vein Tzorach, Lipstaki, Meshe Yishbois, Linya, Lahaflik, Beshabbos, Ayin, Besiv Gimel. To go on Shabbos alone, that's Siv Gimel. Vuhu Shaloi. What, but if he doesn't know the kivin the tchumim the rabbanonu, the afilo tchumim the yud beis gil mil kaimelon the biyam nors ein bemisa the raisa divrei akel shein doimem le diglei midbo lefichoch tolinon besveikoi lahokel. I don't know. Vamrinen, I can assume. I'm permitted to assume. Domik asar tvochim mikar kasvin lekar kamayim vein tchumim lemay lemi asar. Shemikarka hasfine. So he says, Avabamokim sheyedu alon. When does the problem arise? Shemikarka hasfina lekarka hano poches meyasorat tvachim. From the bottom of the sfine to the bottom of the no, there's less than 10 tvachim. Perish. Now, he said something over here. Af alpi shehamayim. Even though the water is 10 tfachim deep, the zikha, the water is 10 tfachim. Im hasfine mishukas b'mayim, but if the ship is not skimming over the water, the ship is mishukas b'mayim, that means a chelak of the ship is under the water level. She'ein ben karka hasfina lekarka hamayim asoret tvachim. So the ship is now considered it's going al-horetz. It's not going b'mayim. It's going al-horetz. Now, he's going to say chilukim. Loi mi boi im hu yoyshev b'sfina lemato me asora. If he is sitting in the ship, by the bottom of the ship, so that means from him to the karkois hanar, there's less than 10 tfachim. Nimso mahalech lemato meyasore. See, he's going lemato meyasore. That's poshet. And I know this. Then it'll be also to go erev Shabbos. Elo, afilu imhu yoyshev besfine bemokim gavoya. He is sitting on the deck. Shuhu lemailo meyasore mikarkois hamayim. Gamkein also. That means, this is a shita samogin Avraham. Kivin shasfine rechova abo v'niche lehiloch. Since the mokim where he is one can easily walk there. Koimid lamata domye. Now this lumdis of that it's easy to walk there, we will not explain it now. This is a whole inyan and hilchis tchumim. But al kaponim, this is Ashitas Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says he is nigra. His halachis are, he has the halachis of the ship. If the ship, the bottom of the ship, is less than 10 tfachim from the ground, the ship is going chutz l'tchum, the ship is mahal chutz l'tchum, so he has the same halachis of the ship, even though lemaise he is on the deck, even though he's on the deck. And let's say others compare this, let's say a person is riding on a horse, and he's, let's say, or on a camel, and he's lemailo meyasore. Forget about the isser of riding on the camel and the horse, which, besides that isser, so the others say there's an isser of hoylech chutzlitchum, because the horse is going chutzlitchum, even though he's lemailo meyasore, but he is nigra with the horse and the camel. V'yesh matirim. And others are mekel kshu yoshev lamaila meyasoret tfachim. That means if he finds himself lamaila meyasoret tfachim, vein raglov tluyos lamata meyasoret tfachim. If his feet are dangling in the water, that's no good. And that's from his feet to the ground is less than 10 tfachim. ויש לסמוך על דבריהם כשהוא צורך לכך. Also, let's say, so if the then it's also, let's say, okay, we'll start here. 50-50. What do you mean 50-50?
No, where they have a ship, or someone's who, like, half the ship is above the pentapocket, and the other half is below.
Yeah, it's on an